Hi, this is Michael Carr speaking to you today in a podcast about loneliness. Loneliness is something that all of us have to face, and we need to have a solution or more understanding about loneliness and how God uses it in our lives. So I'd like to talk today a little bit about how God uses loneliness in our lives. The greatest loneliness was when Jesus died for us on the cross, and his Father, even though he was rejected for us. When we feel lonely, we feel deprived of justice. Why don't people love me? This shouldn't happen to me. Why aren't people kind to me? God knows that we are going to be lonely because he himself was also lonely. Here he was in the garden praying and asking, Father, if this is your will, please take this from me. He was literally sweating blood because he was in so much anguish and completely alone. All of his disciples had left him, but still the Lord trusted in his Father that he had a plan, even for his ultimate loneliness. God does have a plan for your loneliness. There is nothing wasted in God's economy. He wants to use that loneliness in our lives in good ways. Jesus understands what you are going through now, that your heart is aching with pain and frustration because his heart also went through the same things. He lost his dad for a while too when he died on the cross. He knew when he took the sins of the world that his Father would turn his face away because sin is so ugly and so rotten and terrible. That is loneliness. As he hung on the cross for us, he slowly suffocated to death and also fell all alone because everyone had left him. Why do we have loneliness? I just want to share some thoughts with you about this because loneliness is a part of life and it comes to everyone. For us to be surprised by loneliness is a foolish thing. God uses loneliness as a tool in our lives, whether we like it or not. How does loneliness come? It comes from the habit of being self-centered, thinking about and concentrating on ourselves. The more we concentrate on ourselves, and the more we become self-centered, the more likely we are to be lonely. When we are centered upon ourselves, we literally invite loneliness into our lives. Loneliness is a signal that there is something more to life than just me, and I want to accomplish. We are not here to be here forever. We are just passing through. This is not a place where we're going to end up. It's a journey to go home and to be with our Father. We want rest, and we want to not be tormented by sin, by being full of ourselves. But loneliness brings us torment. Loneliness comes because we are full of ourselves. Full of self-pity and worry, guilt, shame, fear. Loneliness comes when we rest upon our mind upon these things. Loneliness is a waiting room so that we can be prepared for something better. If we are to give it to God, our prayer can be, Lord, please use my loneliness in the way that you want to in my life. Don't let your loneliness be wasted. When we are lonely, God is saying, come closer. God's heart is always aching for us and wants us to get closer as we can be. Even though God is perfect and he has no needs, he has a sort of loneliness for us that he yearns to be with us. As an aching heart is a sense of fulfillment. It's like an aching heart, a sense of fulfillment of wanting to be somewhere else or not being in a place where we are now. We can choose the Lord now instead of being in a lonely place. The Lord is always ready in his waiting room of loneliness. No matter how lonely we are, no matter what place we are in, the Lord is there for us. God uses loneliness to show us that he wants to be, I'm going to start that over, okay? God uses loneliness to show us that He wants to be the center of our affection and the source of our life. God uses our loneliness to say, "Hey, I'm the one that your heart should be aching for, and I am the center of your life." As you do that, you are going to grow in your ability to handle loneliness in your life. If I had everything I've always wanted, would I need God? Would I pray or talk to Him? God who? When we have a hot car, money in our pocket, and people to love, we don't need God. God wants us to come to Him in loneliness, and He gives us a chance to break away from the world that slowly smothers us and strangles the life out of us. Loneliness is an invitation to say, "God, I want you." Loneliness is a reminder that we need God first, before ourselves and others. Many times, we love ourselves and other people first, and God is third or fourth on the line, down the line. God will not be mocked. He is basically saying, "I am number one, and I will use your loneliness so that I can be number one. If I am not number one, then you will not have a happy life." Sometimes it is true that even when He is number one, we do not have a happy life. But our happiness is not meant for now. Our happiness is meant to be given to us later if we do not just experience it now. I'd much rather have a happy life for eternity than just a happy life now. Loneliness leads us to a happier life, though, because it leads us to Jesus. We need to love God first, and then we can love everybody else next, and then our priorities will be summed up in the right way. There is no person on earth who can meet all your needs. No matter how much we love a person, there is no way that we can meet that person's needs. There is only one person that was perfect, and look what they did to Jesus. Loneliness reminds us that God is in charge, or that we need to change something about us. This character trait needs to be changed in our life. There are many things that can cause us to take our eyes off of Jesus. God uses loneliness to point to our behaviors and gives us a chance to change. God gives us times of intimacy and closeness to encourage us, but He will also never give us so much that we don't need Him. He doesn't want anyone to take His place because He loves us so very, very much. Loneliness comes when we depend on people to save us rather than God. When you depend on a relative for money, one day they might run out of money. When you depend on someone to love you, maybe they're having a hard day and cannot love you. Maybe they will abandon you. Maybe they will leave you. Maybe they will fight with you. God is so much greater, better, and more wonderful than any person that you'll ever be able to love. God will never disappoint you. God will never leave you. God will never forget you. People do that. That's why loneliness comes. People disappoint you because they are human. Loneliness comes when we put our trust in people rather than putting our trust in God. Loneliness comes when people fill their lives with things: my car, my house, my clothes. When we manipulate things to fill our loneliness, it doesn't work. What we need to do here is love God and other people so that our loneliness will be put in the right place. If we depend on things, we will be lonely. But if we grow in love, loneliness will be sure to go another way. Those who make a habit of giving will be less likely to be lonely than those who have a habit of taking. Are you a giver or a taker? When you give, we move towards fulfillment, but when we take, we move towards loneliness. Those who are easily offended and keep score of others' behaviors are more likely to be lonely. Expectations make you lonely. If you keep score, you lose. If when you are lonely, go to God and say, "Lord, I need your help and comfort." And if you want to send someone else, that would be great too. God is a jealous God. And and wants us to move towards Him more than anyone else. He wants us to know that He is there for us and with us. He says to us, I am all that you ever want. I am all that you ever need. I am lovely. I am fantastic. I am beautiful. Having God love us first brings us great joy and strength. When we love God first and He loves us back, we can give His love away. The scoreboard doesn't get us anywhere, but God's scoreboard does. When we love God, we always win. When we love God, we drive loneliness farther away from us. Jesus Christ is the antidote for loneliness. Jesus Christ always helps us to keep ahead of the ugly face of loneliness. Loneliness helps us to love God, and that helps us to know that we can't wait to be with Him. Ask God to comfort you and be with you. The devil wants to destroy you, but God wants to use loneliness to give us life and a deeper walk with Him. I hope these thoughts on loneliness will help you to appreciate how God uses loneliness in our lives. Thanks for taking these few minutes to listen to this podcast. May God bless you, and may you be filled with His happiness, His joy, and His peace. This is Michael signing off for now. Bye-bye.